So we're getting an X-ray of the economy this week, or maybe it's just an X-ray of the financial sector, or maybe it's just a sign of what bankers are going to be making in their bonuses this year. The big banks are releasing earnings reports this week. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America are on tap. Yesterday, we saw Citigroup's earnings rise 74% in the third quarter, Wells Fargo up 21%. J.P. Morgan last week saw its profits fall 4%. Louise Story is with us. She's a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Louise, what are we seeing? I mean, this really is a set of data points that really gives us an idea of where money is being made in the economy, where credit is going in the economy, and what the sort of risk assessment is in general.
That's right. Well, you know, when you look at these big profit figures that are coming out, you know, $4 billion in profit in a quarter at each of these banks, at a number of them, the tendency is to say, wow, they're still making a ton of money. Why are these banks making so much money? I mean, that's the sentiment you might hear from people at Occupy Wall Street, for instance.
Sure.
But the real figure you should be looking at is the revenue, not the profit, because at most of these banks, their profits are big in part because they are doing a number of accounting maneuvers that make them look bigger. These are perfectly legal. But for instance, one thing that they have done is, you know, in the last few years when the economy was really weak, they put aside reserves.
Right.
And this is cash in case they lost money in their loans. The banks are saying, we think the economy is getting better. So they are allowed to release some of these reserves and count them as profits. But really all it is they're just taking
money
out
from one pocket and putting
that's
it into
another. And so when you look at the revenue, you actually see a great weakness in the banking sector right now.
And a weakness in the traditional places where they would spike. For instance, M&A activity, the big deals that investment banks would make. It's shifting over into a much lower sort of profit trading zone. And the fee-based stuff that we talk about a lot. Is there any indication that these banks are having to really rely on these fees to make these profit numbers?
Well, it's not a coincidence that you saw Bank of America and J.P. Morgan and pretty much all the big banks come out with those new monthly deposit or checking fees a few weeks ago. They were looking at their results and saying, oh, our business mix is changing. They are not making as much money from traditional Wall Street activities like M&A or IPOs in the stock market. And so they're looking at fees. Remember, they've lost a lot of fees. They used to make a lot by charging you overdraft.
That sort of thing, right.
Right. But, you know, the other thing that you're seeing here is that you could really see it yesterday in Wells Fargo's results, is that people are parking far more cash. They're depositing all this cash, but the banks aren't loaning as much of it out. And so there's this thing called the net interest margin, which is how the banks really make a lot of their money, and it's fallen. And Wells Fargo, for instance, in the last quarter, their deposits went up 10%, but the amount that they loaned out only went up 1%.
That's fascinating.
That's how they make their money, is by loaning out your deposits. And so if they can't loan it out, you know.
So how much of this is cyclical, is going to bounce back in a few months, and how much of this is a significant change in the business of banking? It's starting to look more like the supermarket business, where the trading margins or the profit margins are under 1%.
Well, it's both. We definitely still have a weak economy. But, you know, the real question to ask is, you know, why is it that analysts and people are upset that the banks make less money? Because perhaps it's okay if they aren't as profitable. Perhaps we don't want the kind of profits they made back in 2006, when they were really based on a lot of abusive fees and risky trading strategies.
Look not to the success of banks to gauge the health of your economy in this 21st century.
Thank you,
Louise Story. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
Thank you.